the PNB report, which should be Mr. Ronald Pinchback, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, and, well, let's see, I guess, who was the other person? Julie? No, it was Wayne Bruce. Okay. You and whichever one of you all want to start speaking, the PNB report has the floor.
Okay. First of all, can I be heard?
Yes, you can, sir.
All right. Greetings to your board members. I'm going to have a brief report. The caller earlier made reference to the New Day Pacifica issue. And we have a PNB meeting tomorrow night to discuss some conflicts within this about this issue and how it's being handled. The bottom line is this. Well, one thing that was, as you said, that timeline in terms of membership, and this is important because of the numbers that we had during this drive, okay? Members as of April 7th, you have to be a member of the station by April 7th. That's the deadline. April 8th, you won't be allowed to vote. Any person that joins after that will not be allowed to vote in this referendum. It's only those who are of record as of April 7th. That's not a very long way away. But the numbers that we achieved during this drive, that's very, very important because those people came in before the 7th. So it's great that we had such a successful drive because that adds to our numbers. I think it'd be in the station's interest, best interest. And Jerry, I'm not sure if you're still on the call or not, but this is something that has to be done, that a promo of some sort, an information card letting people know that to vote in this upcoming referendum, you have to be a member as of April, by April 7th. I will get with Jerry and Katia about that to get that up and running as like ASAP. Okay. So now it's not complicated. It's just that language. To vote in the upcoming bylaws referendum, you have to be a member of the WPFW by April 7th. The other deadline, and as she mentioned, the vote won't occur until July. So we've got time for that, in terms of the marshaling forces. But once again, that vote will represent people who were members of WPFW as of April 7th.
Chair, now, this is Jerry. May I respond?
Thank you, Jerry. Wait. Go ahead, because I got some more information.
Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Chair?
Okay, go ahead. Okay, Jerry, go ahead.
I just want to say, yes, we will get the PSA out right away. I'll need language from you as soon as possible.
Very good. Very good. Thank you. You will have that, after this meeting, okay? Because it's imperative that we get it up and running ASAP.
Thank you, sir.
The other conflict is this. The stations out west are trying to claim that memberships can include family members. We are currently in talks with the New Day people and lawyers about that because we don't have a family plan. Pacifica does not have a family plan, nothing on record or anything like that. These people are just trying to impose this to pad their numbers. And so we're challenging that. And we feel that we're going to be successful because Pacifica has no family plan. If that's the case, then everybody that made a pledge during this last drive, we could double our numbers by saying, oh, well, God, give us your significant other's name and we'll make them a member too. So that's what they're trying to do. That's not allowable. At least that's our position. However, if they prevail, then that's what we'll do. We'll fight fire with fire. Then we'll go back to our membership and say, hey, you can add a member of your family to your membership. So that's what we're waiting to hear. Like I say, that's being litigated. Hopefully we'll get some information about the results of that or the process of that or progress of that tomorrow night in our PNB meeting. And that's it. That's where our challenge is right now. Financially, the network is, doing a little better. PFW is doing better than the rest. But the PPP money came through and solidified the Pacifica's budget to, temporarily. But we still got issues, the board is, trying to iron them out, trying to work them out. But like I said, it gets too much in the weeds. I am going to forward you guys the Fair Campaign Provisions. Okay, it's a rather lengthy read, but I'm gonna send that to you, for your own edification. It also contains the timeline of the bylaws referendum, and it spells out exactly what can and what cannot be done on air, or even off air. Like if we wanted to have a town hall meeting, for example, it spells out what we can and cannot do in regards to these fair campaign provisions. So I'm going to be sending that out, and like I said, read it at your leisure. It's a long read, but anything that's happening over the next few weeks on air regarding this referendum will be under these guidelines.
Jerry, again, question.
Okay, wait a minute. Are you done, Ron?
Yeah, I'm done. Unless my partners, want to add anything.
You want me to? Can I allow Jerry to speak now? You want me to wait till?
Sure. You're my guest.
Okay.
Legally, in terms.
Go ahead, Jerry.
In terms of the PSA. Okay. In terms of the PSAs. Legally, I believe that the station can state that this referendum is very expensive, regardless of where it's going politically.
Right.
We can mention that it's a very expensive proposition. It's money that could be used elsewhere. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
As long as we're sticking to the facts, and they're demanding equal time. And by the way, that's also going to affect the debate that our chair is planning, because the New Day people have specific people that they want to represent them in these debates. They want these debates to be cookie cutter. They want them to be the same throughout the network. Okay. That's also part of the discussion tomorrow night, We've got people in each signal area that would like to be a part of these debates, and they're being excluded because of objections by the New Day people. So that's the other issue. I'll be getting with Arthur and Jerry about how that's going to resolve itself. But what I'm saying is this: if they prevail, then that debate will be governed and formulated by the election supervisor, and we won't have any wiggle room in terms of what can be done and how we handle that debate and how that debate is promoted. Okay. So that's why I'm sending you these fair campaign provisions, because this is what they're operating under.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ron. Vanessa Dixon Briggs has something to add on. So Vanessa, you now have the floor.
So I just wanted to add to what Ron said in terms of this whole New Day initiative. The caller previously, and I really appreciate that she brought that information to us, and Ron is reiterating it. And, you know, just to emphasize a little bit more just how incredibly undemocratic it is, that what they propose to do is the people who are coordinating the initiative want to be the ones to take over the station. No more democracy. They propose themselves to be best fit. No LSBs. Be a very, very narrow corporate, very corporate model of leadership. So not only is it chewing up some resources that the network needs to use otherwise. So I just wanted to emphasize that part just in terms of how egregious their concept is. Also, in terms of the PMB, I just wanted to thank Wayne Ruth for serving as long as he could. A really awesome team with Ron and Wayne and Julie and me. And so, Wayne, thank you for your participation. It is a lot. It's every week, and it's just the PNB meetings. That doesn't include the committee meetings. So it is quite the commitment of time. And I think Wayne was maybe a little stunned. He was like, you know, you've got to be kidding me. What is this? So I just wanted to thank him for his participation. And we're just getting, and we look forward to welcoming, you know, Thomas Award to the team when that's made official tonight. You know, look forward to, you know, the four of us, you know, being a great team on behalf of PFW. And everything is just getting going again since the elections occurred. It's been maybe like a month or so. So PNB directors are joining committees, you know, serving in that way. I'm on governance and personnel. And, you know, others can say what committees they're on if they, you know, if they choose to. But just look forward to working with Thomas.
Okay. All right. Well, we ain't done that yet. We about to do that, though. Thank you, Vanessa. Okay. Julie.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate that just building on what Vanessa just said, that, you know, there has to be a on many of the standing committees for the PMB, there has to be one PMB director from each station. So we got that all worked out. And now comes the part where the rest of you, you know, can, you know, volunteer to serve on those committees. And if we have too many people, then maybe we have an election for them. But to encourage, the rest of the PFW LSB members to think about participating on those committees so that PFW has a complete voice on all of those committees. That's the other thing I was going to add to what Ron said was, you know, while there are strict rules about what we can and can't do on air and as a station, I think it's really important that each and every one of us as an individual do what we can to spread the word with our friends and family and people that you know in your network, you know, to be, you know, honest and truthful about what the referendum is about. And, you know, use your social media, for example, to say, you know, you think this is a bad idea. What we can't do is use our airwaves to do that. But that doesn't mean that, you know, individual LSB members can't, you know, leverage their networks to kind of help make sure that people do vote, that they get that the April 7th deadline is important. You know, one of the things we did in my household was we made sure that each individual was a member of the station. So by pledging separately. So to the extent that people can, you know, there's still time to get that worked out. So, you know, people should do what they can. And then, you know, good things happen when people vote, right? Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any more questions? Okay. There was, I sent out an email.
Who has his hand up? I'm sorry. That? He didn't know how to do the electronic hand.
Who is that?
Lou Wolf, Lewis Wolf, he got his hand up, but he didn't know how to do the electronic hand. So
okay, go ahead, Lou.
I'll be very brief and say to reaffirm what Ron said and Julie. This New Day Pacifica, their agenda is very clear, very specific, and very, very profoundly important to us. Number one, it would abolish the LSBs across the United States, all five stations. Secondly, it would abolish our local right, that is our station and all the Pacifica stations, control over their programming. What's left after that? We were done. We're out of business, according to this. So we must be clear. They really are out to hurt us, hurt this network. That's all it is. Thank you.
Okay. Martha? Martha?
Unmute Martha.
Right. Okay. There was someone that asked in the chat if Eileen and Vanessa can talk more about the PNB committees.
Not at this time because we have to move on.
Okay.
We're running way behind schedule, so no. If they have any questions, they can go to the WPFW, what's the website? The LSB website and ask the questions and we will make sure that they get their answers. Jerry has to give me that, who has that listserv on there, cause we don't even know who's on there and don't have access to it, but Jerry's gonna get that access to me as soon as possible. It's the WPF, that's the LSB website.
I have that, the LSB website, and I check it every day, and anything I always, send it forward, and there hasn't been anything.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Give the people that. Can you give them the email address so they can I see them in the chat.
I'll email it to everyone.
Okay. Well, they need to know what it is now. Wait a minute, because while they're here.
Okay. One second.
Okay.
Can I be recognized?
There's a hand up.
Yes. Okay. Wait a minute. I have a Who is this? 30059. That's Ron. Okay, Ron.
Yeah, I was just going to point out that on Pacifica's website, also on Pacifica's website, there's a portal for the PNB, and they will list the standing committees, of the PNB, and it also will give a calendar as to when those committees meet and things like that, also. So, and you don't have to be a member. I mean, that's free access. Anybody can go to the PNB, to the Pacifica website and grab that information, just so you know.
Okay.
Okay, and now here's the email for the LSB. It's wpfw.lsb@gmail.com.
Okay.
And that's actually what people, when we had that last town hall, everybody emailed the information to that. So I get it and I pass it on.
Okay. Martha, can you do me a favor and put that in the chat and so they can see it, so they know that we'll still answer their questions even though we can't do them right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And let them know that they can go to the PNB website, to the Pacifica website and get that information too.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Martha.
You're welcome.
Why did I ask Martha to do that and it's her time to come up next? Can somebody else do that, Martha? It's your turn.
Yes, if somebody can do it. Yeah. I can do it afterwards, but if somebody else can do it now.
Okay. What do you want? You want the LSB?
Yeah, put it on the on the chat.
Yeah, I can do it. Okay. Yeah, I'll put it on right now.
Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, Martha, you next. I don't want to have you doing two things. I ain't trying to overwhelm you. Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
OND report.
Okay, OND, Outreach and Development Committee report. Hopefully everybody got a chance to look it over from last week. And the two main topics that we discussed were the virtual WPFW walk that we were going to have last year. It didn't pan out. And also the town hall. Somebody had suggested in the OND committee that the walk to COVID-19 was kind of out of date. So Arthur came up with a name and he called it Walking Back to Life. So far that's what we're going to be calling the name, Walking Back to Life. It's from the, what's the group? Soul to Soul, Back to Life. If everybody looks that up, you'll hear that phrase in there. So anyway, so far that's the name. And another person has suggested that we make it virtual as well as in person. So we're thinking about going back to Bladensburg Park that we had thought about before the COVID happened, and seeing if some people who wanted to walk in person with a group of people. So we're talking about that, trying to decide if we're going to make it virtual and in person. A lady who's with, her name's Yvonne Hill, the American Psychiatric Association was with the O&D committee, and she came on to the meeting, and she's very excited about the walk. She's with the Prince George Running Club. So she's going to volunteer to help out. And she's with the American Psychiatric Association. So she's going to maybe do some things in relation to the walk, seeing what she can do about that. So far that's where we are with the walk. But the main thing that we're really working on is the town hall. And the town hall will involve discussing the New Day Pacifica versus the Fight Back Pacifica. We wanted to present that to the listeners so that they would know what's going on and determine who they're going to vote for. So that's going to be the main topic of discussion. And then we're going to have the management reports as well as time for the listeners to make comments and ask questions. So the date that we've chosen is April 17th. That's tentative. And we're going to try to go back to Busboys and Poets and use their conference room as the place from which the Zoom account, the Zoom will occur. But that will definitely be virtual, the town hall. So, the amendment, last month we made a resolution that we wanted to have approved by the LSB, and there were some concerns about it. So we did an amendment, and the amendment reads, thank you for your recent, this is something that will be put in the gifts that people asked for during the pledge drive. And we said that we would get the money together to have the cards printed up that we could, Annette could place in the gifts that she sends to people. And it would read, thank you for your recent order. Your donation is tax deductible. We appreciate your support for WPFW, your Jazz and Justice station. So we're checking at different print shops to see which would be the cheapest little postcard for Annette to include in the gifts that she sends out. So we wanted to get that approved by the LSB. So that's the amendment to the resolution that we proposed. So that's it for now.
Okay. Thank you very much. If there are any questions for Martha, we'll take them now. Somebody from 7919 has a question.
Okay.
Phone number 7919. You have the
phone? No, it's not. I'll answer it another time.
This is Jerry for a question to Outreach and Development.
Okay. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Martha. Hey, everybody.
Yes.
Okay. I've been in touch with some of the local venues, you know, to see if the relationship that WPFW has still exists. And it turns out that Bethesda Blues and Jazz are not closed. They're not hosting events, but they got the PPP also. And they're entertaining coming back to life with events in late summer. In speaking with them and others, I was told that Lamont's, of all places, is doing brisk business because it is an outdoor venue and that it has been tightly booked with outdoor events. And I reached out to Ms. Turner to that effect, you know, to see if we were still going to be doing any type of blues festival out there, to which she is not working this year because, you know, last year she was overexerted and we had a bad blues festival. Now, I propose to do the blues festival for the LSB because I used to do events producing and sound systems for events in one of my prior lives before coming to WPFW. And it's an important event for the station, not just in terms of what it brings in terms of raising funds. It's a marketing tool for the station, and we kind of looked bad last year. We had people that were looking for refunds and whatnot. So I'd like your permission to be the executive producer for the event.
Okay.
You're asking Outreach and Development Committee?
Yes, because it's your event.
Oh, sure. I don't think the members, I don't have any problem. I don't know how the other members would feel, but I don't.
Okay.
Any of the other members want to say anything?
Yes, I'm going to say something, but I just want to make sure anybody else has their hand up before I speak. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
You have something to say, Dennis?
Yeah, I just think that, I have no problem with it. I think that, that's something that, Ms. Turner ought to at least be consulted on.
Okay.
Informed.
3059, who is that? Somebody who has their hand up at 3059?
Ron Pinchback.
Oh, that's Ron. Okay. Make it quick, Ron, please, sir.
Unmute, Ron.
Ron, are you there?
Ron.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey. All right. Listen, regarding the idea, Martha, of putting the those cards in along with the packages, I think that's a great idea. I was thinking along those lines that, you know, rather than, you know, go to the cost of putting in making cards, you know, why not just use a regular, you know, piece of paper that we, you know, a regular sheet of, you know, typing paper or whatever, that we include, you know, a flyer with the schedule, the thank you, the schedule, you know, of all our programs and things like that, web address, you know, thing, you know, any pertinent information that we can put on that flyer, and, you know, include that, because I'm thinking some people may want to take their schedule and put it up on their bulletin board somewhere. So just a thought, you know, like I said, it's a great idea though. It's a great way to communicate those thanks.
Okay. Thank you. We'll talk about it at the next meeting then. Okay. I think Sabu wanted to say something about the town hall.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because the town hall is covered. Town halls regarding the New Day Pacifica stuff, that's covered in these provisions. So when you get them tonight, you can read them, because there are specificities that have to be adhered to. I think the 17th might be a little too early, you know, for promotional purposes. But, you know, once again, I'll send that material, but because it's important in terms of planning any kind of town hall about that issue.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. One other thing, Arthur. So what we had to do was see if the LSB approved of this note, the thank you note that we wanted to send, because that was the amendment to the resolution. So is it going to take a vote on it?
Okay. Well, I had a comment. I think that when I looked at it, I like what it says, but I think what you all talked about at the meeting when I was there, I added to it, said, if you requested a gift, please allow extra time for receipt due to the pandemic criteria, so that they will know that if they don't get their gift immediately or quickly, that gives the short staff that's in the station plenty of time to send the gifts out. So people won't be calling and say, well, I thought it was 4 to 6 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks. This right here will help them not want to call in and be a little bit more patient.
Yeah, so, we talked about that, and Dennis may want to talk about that. His hand is raised.
Okay, but no, I'm not finished, because I got to go. Oh. I want to go back to Jerry and it sounds like Jerry is taking over the, wait a minute, Sabu. It sounds as though Jerry, it sounds like you just taking over the, taking over the Blues Festival. And now you're asking for permission where it seems like you've already set us, you know, set it up that you're going to take it over because of whatever happened last year with the non-success of the Blues Festival. And before, I mean, the members may not have said, just like I've heard the members say, they don't have a problem with it, but I'd like to know the details of how, you know, this happened so suddenly that now, because like I said, I know Gloria Turner has this thing established and she's been doing it, and I understand what may have happened last year. I'm not clear on it, but I need to be clear on it before we just say, okay, you're going to let Jerry take it over. I need to hear from Gloria. I need to hear from you. And I'm not clear. I just can't see giving you automatic permission to just take the Blues and do things without giving us any facts or any, you know, any reasons why this is happening.
Yeah, my request may be premature. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear. Yes.
Okay, perfectly. I agree. We need to hear from Ms. Turner first because my understanding is she's stepping down because she can't do that work.
Okay. And I understand it, but I'm just saying this is new to us, and you know, and outreach and development has already been sanctioned to handle the Blues Festival every year. So this comes as a surprise to me for you to just come in and say that I'm taking it over this year, basically is what you're saying. And I just need to know what the criteria involved and how this came about from everybody that has previously been involved, including the Outreach and Development Committee, because this has been their baby for, I can't even speak on how long, but I mean over at least a decade and a half. So I don't know why all of a sudden now this is being taken over just because it wasn't as successful as it normally is, you know, 1 year out of these last decade and a half.
I'm stepping up to help out though.
That's a voluntary thing. Okay, I just want to know that we just need to know the criteria before before this is acceptable. So if it's no problem, then we have no problem with granting it, but we just need to know some details first, sir. That's all I'm asking.
Understood.
Okay. All right. Any more questions before we move on? I see Dennis Williams. You have a question, sir?
Part of the O&D report.
Part of what?
The OND report.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's in response to your comment about the thank you cards.
Oh, okay.
The idea is that this is a card that would be inserted into the package that people would receive when they receive the gift. So the card shouldn't tell them when the package is coming. They will have the package in their hand when they read the card. And we abandoned that notion, because we, realized that there is now a system in place where when someone makes a pledge, they do automatically get an email that thanks them and gives a time frame for when the package will be delivered.
Okay. No problem. That was just a suggestion. That was just, okay. But thank you for that.
Okay. Sure.
Arthur.
Yes. Okay.
Arthur.
Okay. Mr. Yes. Go ahead. Lou.
I just have a question for Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry, in view of your very threatening medical situation at the time, we're happy you're back. But I would urge very strongly that if you're going to do this, as you have asked, I would urge as many LSB members, including myself, to step up and help, because we don't want to see you lugging speakers and trucking out to Lamont, which is 30 miles out. The rest of it, you know. So, I hope your offer here is contingent on LSB members stepping up to help you. Okay.
It is. It is. I will definitely need help, and it's a different approach. I'm looking at, you know, a very serious services contract. One of the things that we had was a loose arrangement in terms of who was providing services for the festival. They showed up late the last time. It is unheard of in the business, and we have to have a rock solid contract with a sound systems provider and have specifications for them in terms of what kind of system has to be in place and arrival time, setup time,
finish time, the whole nine yards, has to be specified. No loose arrangement. Just industry standards. Okay. I won't be lugging any equipment.
Okay.
That won't happen.
All right. 3059. You have the floor.
Yeah. I just wanted to comment on your concerns, Arthur, about Jerry trying to take over the Blues Festival. I don't think that was his intent at all. He's trying to. I viewed his option, his offer, as an attempt to keep the Blues Festival alive, even if it means that, you know, that he's willing to do the technical infrastructure. He's not talking about organizing it or, you know, deciding on the artists and, you know, doing all those things that the committee has done in the past. No, he's talking about just making sure that the infrastructure is in place to produce a good product. That's the way I read what he was saying. I didn't think this was an attempt to take over the Blues Festival. So I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
And I appreciate that comment, but I'd like to hear that directly from Jerry.
Said that. That's what he said.
Yeah, no, but he also he already got a plan in place and haven't discussed it with us yet. That's all.
No. This is just me, you know, seeing what the options are. I've not made any contracts yet.
Okay.
I've done the advanced planning already, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Somebody has to do it, you know.
Right.
We're already in the time frame.
Right. Okay.
And nobody's done it.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I will say this. The Blues Festival needs a shot in the arm. We cannot, pun intended, okay, because we can't afford to do a festival that is the same thing year after year after year.
Okay.
And so just saying it needs as much power put into it as can be put into it, as opposed to just a few people doing loose planning. We need to bring all the power we've got to bear, just like this pledge drive.
Right.
We need to bring all the power that the station has to bear on this Blues Festival.
Okay. And I agree with you. I understand, and I'm thankful for your comments and Ron's too. I just think that outreach and development needs to know exactly what the plans are and what's going to happen before we say fine. That's all. That's all I'm asking. And we don't know anything now. We don't know what your plans are, what your vision is, because outreach and development has a vision. You have a vision, but you have not shared your total vision with us. And I just think it's only fair that you share it with the outreach and development committee before we approve go ahead and run with it, Jerry. That's all.
What's more important at this time is for me to tell everybody that what I will not be doing,
you know, okay,
is to be labor intensive for me. I am not going to haul any 18-inch subs around or anything like that. That's not going to happen.
You know,
I will do contractual work. I'll do logistics work. I'll do electronic work that has to be done. I may perform if you guys want me to, but I am not going to kill myself on the Blues Festival.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. In the interest of time, we will go back to this and we'll talk about it and with the, especially with the Outreach and Development Committee. But in the meantime, we're going to stand by and try to get this resolved within the next week or so, if that's okay with you, sir.
Jerry? Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Unfinished business. Marcia and Lucy had asked me to put them on the agenda, which I did from last meeting in February. So I got them on the unfinished business. So Lucy is no longer here because she just resigned. But Marcia, did you have something you wanted to say during that time? Because you all asked for that time during the last meeting.
She had to leave.
Oh, Marcia?
Yes.
Marcia's gone? Okay. Okay. Well, now we can get to the new business, which is the chairman for report and proposed directives. Okay. Okay, first of all, I just want you to know as the chairman of this committee, I'm implementing two words that I would like to for you all to have instilled within everything that we do from this point on. And those two words are fair and action, which means that we want to do everything fair and not just talk. We want action. Those are two words for 2021, fair and action. Now, the last meeting that we had, there were people always with a compliment say, oh, the meetings are running smoothly now. You're getting the meetings done, timed, et cetera, et cetera. But just like I usually critique the LSB show and anything, so I'm critiquing myself as well. And I just wanted to let you know that I made a lot of mistakes at that last meeting that you all should have, that I should have not let slide, and some of y'all should have helped me out with. And those mistakes were that I allowed members to speak over two times on an issue discussion that wasn't even our LSB related. And if you don't remember what I'm talking about, I'm talking about we started talking about the vaccine, which we spent about 20 minutes on that during the last meeting. So that means I lost control of the meeting, which nobody, didn't call a point of order on it until the very end. Ron called a point of order. But at that time, being fair, I went on to let the last two people speak on it because I let everybody else speak on it. But I should not have let that meeting get that far out of control because I allowed that topic of discussion. I allowed a member to speak out of turn, and that was unfairness, not just to me as the chairman, but to all of you all, because if I'm going to let one person speak out of turn, that means I have to let everybody speak out of turn. So that's not going to happen anymore. I'm just letting you know that we've really been having organization, and that's my role as the chairman, is to keep organization in these meetings. So therefore, I don't think I did a great job at the last meeting. Some of you all want to say that I did, but I'm critiquing myself just like I would critique anything else. And at this point, I'm charging the Communication Standards Enforcement Committee. What I want them to do is to start evaluating the meetings and me as the chairman of the meetings. So I'm charging them when they do their CSC report, they're going to let us know what went good and what went bad at the LSB meetings, including me, because I'm a member too, as well as the chairman. So I want to call out, just like I call out anybody else's faults and flaws, I'm calling out my own, but now I want the CSE to evaluate each LSB meeting that we have from this point on in their report. I'm saying monthly feedback because the meetings only once a month. So similar to what I just now did in critiquing myself, I want them to give us evaluation if people are speaking out of turn, if the meeting goes too long, it's too short, or I should have let more people speak, or not being fair with time. It's whatever it is that's going right and wrong at the meeting, they're going to do that evaluation. Now, many of us on the board, whether we want to admit it or not, had hidden agendas. And I'm guilty of it too. I have a hidden agenda, but if once you tell somebody what your hidden agenda is, it's no longer hidden. So I'm going to tell you what mine is. My hidden agenda is to change the culture of the LSB by first bringing order to ourselves in order to bring positive actions to WPFW, thus becoming an asset to the station on many levels. That's my hidden agenda, trying to change the culture of the LSB because we have so much confusion and arguments and disagreements and lack of order. But that's my hidden agenda. And that's no longer a hidden agenda because I'm telling you what it is. This is my agenda for this meeting. And I wanted to tell you all that before I went into these proposed directives for discussion. And understand, not one person, including me, can make any decision for this board without the board. That means every decision that are being made is from either the officers and or the officers and the board. So now these are the directors, the proposed directors. I sent them out twice and And if you all have any questions, I shouldn't have to read through each of them unless you all want me to explain something, because I can give you a very detailed explanation of where these the deadlines and the community comment. I can give you all of that, where it came from and what's the justification and reasoning behind it. So first I'm going to start out with the deadline. I sent it out, and Martha, made an amendment to the agenda, because we didn't finish it during the last meeting in February, but I made the adjustment because she said it was too quick to ask people to submit a report in within a week before the meeting, because she says they have their meetings a week before the meeting, so they at least give them a couple of days, which I did. So if you all look at the deadlines, does anybody have any objections to to the deadlines? Because like I said, this is what the officers, this was the officer meeting, the LSB office. We talked about this, and all we were trying to do is make sure that we get deadlines so that people won't be stressed out doing, by people turning in reports late, and then they have to make adjustments to do the report before the meeting starts, because a lot of people are sending their reports in one day or 2 days before. That's all, we're trying to stop all of that. And same thing with subcommittee reports. I hope you all read it, because like I said, I sent it out twice and it's been over a month and a half now. So does anybody have any objections to the deadlines? Because if you do, then we can make adjustments, or we can just move on with them as is. Any objections to the deadlines? Okay. Community comment will be moved from 8 to 8:30 p.m. effective in May. The reason why I explained it, because most of the time when we are having meetings, if we have the community comment at 7:30, they haven't heard half of the reports. And if you notice on the agenda, I try to get all of them, as many reports as I get in, so that the community can hear them and have questions or ask questions about everything, most of the things that we've discussed. Because most of the things we discuss is after community comment, then they can't ask questions on it. And I think that's just unfair to the public. Okay, let me hang on. Got two hands up. Okay, but I just want to say that's unfair to the public. To have the community comment at 7:30 when they haven't heard the outreach and development report, which is community based. They haven't heard the P&B report, which is why I tried to schedule that earlier this time. And any of the other reports that were deaf, the financial report, everything should be heard so the community can be mostly included and ask questions and not have to wait. So that's the logic behind that one. Okay, first I'm going to Dennis.
Yeah, just a clarification. I think you misspoke. You said you were moving it from 8 to 8:30, and the proposal is, it was 7:30 to 8, and the proposal is to change it to be from 8 to 8:30.
Yes, I'm sorry. What'd I say?
You said it was changes. The change was from 8 to 8:30.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it would be.
No, because the change...
The community comment will be moved to 8 to 8:30 p.m.
Right, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
That's not what you said before, but that's correct.
Okay, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Okay, next is 3059. Go ahead, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a quick question. These proposals... Are these proposals that were put forth by the officers, or are these proposals submitted, just by you?
No, these proposals were submitted by me to meet with the officers. We met with the officers, we critiqued it and made adjustments to it, to bring to the board as proposed directives to see if the board will accept it or want to amend it in any way, form, or fashion. That's why I'm bringing it to you now.
Okay, that answers my question. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. So are there any objections to moving community comment from 7:30 to 8 to 8:30 based on what I just said. Okay. Next is member requirements. Each LSB member shall also be a volunteer member on at least one subcommittee effective by May. Okay, members are to discuss issues with station management, with the LSB for approval of presentation to management. This does not include questions and comments during the management reports. That means that if you have something from your committee or something that you want to address to management, that's it needs to be cleared through the LSB first before you bring it directly to management, because there have been people speaking over bringing up their own agendas to management without having discussed it with their committee, the chairman of the committee, or the LSB board, and then they bring it up, and it's like a person is hot dogging. They just come out and say, hey, this is, can we get this, or can we do this? And it's really out of line. I prefer not to give examples, but if you've been on the board for at least a year, you should know exactly what I'm talking about, where people have brought comments to management that were not discussed with their own committee. They just hot dog and come out there and ask for something for themselves without running it by their own committees, their own chairman of their subcommittees, or the LSB. I want it understood that a subcommittee, anything that they want to do has to be brought to the LSB before making any type of move on it, and not out there hot dogging and just doing something yourself that you have an opinion or something and you just want to bring it up. This does not include when Jerry or Katia or Mo is talking about something. You can ask questions during that discussion, but I'm talking about bringing up some topic that nobody's even aware of but you. So that's what that means. Keep a copy of the SRC with you when attending meetings for quick referencing as needed. That means, so when you know you violated a rule and somebody calls you out on it, then they will know, you will know exactly what they're talking about without having to take up time in the meeting trying to figure out why it is that you have a point of order called against you and why you're doing something that's out of line. So you should have the rules with you, just like you should have the agenda in front of you. Thomas O'Rourke. Thomas O'Rourke?
Hey, I was unmuted. You used the word hot dog 4 times, Arthur.
Okay.
Implying that anyone that has a question or, okay, an agenda item there or something that there may not be an opportunity to clear it with a hireling or someone above you before you meet with the general manager and the program director. I don't think this is appropriate. This particular one.
Okay.
Your inability to, or your unwillingness to use an example or give us an example, doesn't help your argument.
Okay. Well, are you willing to give me an example of what you're talking about? Because I don't understand what you're saying, because I said if somebody has an issue when, because the LSB and the subcommittees, we are addressing issues. I've already said that we address issues, not people. We don't address who's right and who's wrong. We address what's right and what's wrong. That's right. What the LSB is supposed to do. So if you have an issue that you want to address, you should be discussing it with your committee and then bring it to the LSB for forwarding on to management if that's necessary. So no, I'm not talking about what you're talking about unless you can give me an example.
Well, most of my questions usually come spontaneously based on the program or general manager report. So I guess mine don't really qualify based on your exception.
Well, no,
I can think of a few.
Okay, but I just said this does not include questioning and comments during management reports. That doesn't include that. So that means you're clear for that. You need to read before you ask these questions and understand what I'm saying. That's why I'm explaining it to you. This does not include questioning and comments during management reports. You can ask the manager or whatever you want. I'm talking about when there's an issue that needs to be discussed amongst your committee. Y'all decide on it, just like Martha has decided she wanted to add something to the letter that goes out. That's an issue. So what she did, she got to talk to her committee about it. They came up with something. They ran it to the LSB. And that's the kind of what I'm talking about. But some people take up on themselves to do that without running it by the committee, without running it by the LSB. And it's totally inappropriate. Now, if you want me to give you an example, I'll give you an example. I didn't want to do this because I don't like to call names. But the programming committee at one point decided to do a letter that they was going to give to Katia and Jerry about giving them some ultimatums and told them what they need to do without approval of the programming committee. The programming committee approved a letter to discuss with Jerry and Katia, but these two people, which I will name, I think it was Jabari and Star, that you all allowed to compose the letter and then deliver it to them personally.
That was 5 years ago, Arthur.
Oh, well, you told me to give you an example, Thomas. Be quiet.
5 years ago.
You asked for an example. I don't care if it was 10 years ago. I'm giving you an example. I can give you some more recent examples, but I'm not going to take the time up in this meeting to do that. I gave you an example of what I'm talking about. This is the type of issue. That was an issue that should have been approved by the committee, which it was not. It should have been approved by the LSB.
That's not true. That is not true, Arthur. It was approved by the committee.
No, we approved it. We approved,
yes, it was.
Excuse me. We approved a letter, but they changed it. And then we were supposed to all sign off on it. Now, Ron Pinchback is here. I would let him speak on it, but I don't even need him. He can speak on it, but we agreed on a letter. But when that letter came out, it said something different. And they did not get everybody's signatures of approval before they released it. And we were supposed to run it by the LSB first, even though we didn't, because I was only a member. I was new to the committees and didn't know the rules and regulations like I know them now. So that was totally unacceptable and totally uncalled for. And then look at the results of it. The results of it was that Jerry didn't understand it. Katia didn't understand it because it was done inappropriately. This is what I'm trying to stop. And there's some more recent examples that I'm not going to give because I'm not going to call out names, because I'm calling it out from 5 years ago when that happened, because none of those people are here now that were involved in doing that deed, violating, giving the management a letter, crossing it without giving the committee a chance to approve. We approved it, but it was different. They critiqued it and changed it. Y'all left it up to Jabari. I got sick at the time, so I didn't see it. But when I did see it, that's why I left the programming committee. Now, Tom, if you want to debate that with Ron Pinchback, because he was present and he know everything I'm saying, I'm not going to sit up here and say all of this in front of everybody and it not be true. So anyway, does anybody else have a disagreement with or misunderstanding about what this member requirement is?
Mr. Chairman, this is the parliamentarian.
Yes, sir.
Three hands are up.
Okay.
But Ron has spoken several times. So if you would put him at the end, and Kathleen would be next, and then Craig would be after that.
Okay. Well, that's the order I got him in anyway. I have Craig, Kathleen, and then Ron. But Ron hasn't spoken on this particular issue, so that doesn't count. So anyway, okay. Craig Hall, you have the floor, sir.
Unmute.
Craig.
Okay.
And I apologize to y'all for raising my voice. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just looking for some clarification because you and the officers wrote these directives. You had a chance to discuss it. You know what you mean, but there is still, you know, the possibility of interpretation that could be different from what you mean. So let me ask you this. It sounds to me that what you're saying is that LSB members shouldn't interact with management in a way where they're misrepresenting the fact that they are representing the LSB or some other committees when they're just representing themselves. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I am saying is that the person is representing themselves. When they address it, they haven't run it by the committee that they were on. This is something that they just decided to do amongst themselves. and then go forth with it without talking to their own committee and getting approval from everybody, just like I'm trying to do now. Because I'm not, like I said, no one person is going to make a decision for anything on this board without permission of the board. So, but you have some people that will come out of their own personal agenda or their own issue, not discuss it with the committee, not discuss it with the LSB, and just come out with something that's just totally unknown and it's just some hidden agenda that they have and they want to get done without going, running it through their committee or the board. Does that answer your question, sir? Craig?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is Kathleen. Kathleen?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I think perhaps, yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
Kathleen. Yes. I think two things. Number one, I would think that we respect Arthur's leadership as chair. He has put forward what his goal is in terms of order and discussion and managing our meetings. I think secondly, this is the kind of thing that implementing it would probably involve a checking in. So if one interprets something one way, then the chair or someone else might talk about what it actually means. I guess the third thing I would say is understanding of this is something that Ron has mentioned at prior meetings, which is that we're all members of the LSB and that we don't individually or even as committees have the authority to manage or direct the staff, the station manager, or the program director, which I think we all kind of appreciate that this is where some of these dynamics are coming from, and that perhaps the main desire here is that things come up through committees and then come to the LSB when it involves something that's about a directive or a concern with the manager, the program director. So I just sort of believe this is something that will be dealt with fairly as we go forward. And so I support it. And I know there's two hands up I see here, but I would urge us to just decide about this member requirement and then understand that it'll be implemented as we go forward.
Okay. And understand to it. Thank you so much, Kathleen. If you all don't agree with it and want to object to it and take it out, we can do that because we can vote on these things. And like I said, and we can take it out. All I'm doing, like I said, all I'm just doing is doing things that I've seen happen before. And I'm trying to prevent it from continuing to happen on this board. Dennis Williams.
Yes, I endorse Kathleen's comment. And by further explanation, we as members of the LSB have enhanced access to the staff, and there is a reasonable expectation for that reason on the part of the staff that when one of us approaches them with a question, request, or concern, there's a reasonable expectation that that carries some additional weight coming from the LSB. And it may not. It may just be what one of us has in mind. And so for that reason, we have the additional responsibility of making sure that whenever we interact with the staff, that we are doing it with a sense of consensus and actual authority given by the body, because it is likely to be perceived that way. And if that's not true, then that does become a misrepresentation. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay.